This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for the opening market discussion on Wednesday. Jim, what are we looking at with the trade in the grains?
Good morning. We're seeing a little bit of stabilization, a little bit of consolidation right now. All eyes are on two things. The first one is the weather event coming through over the weekend. We just went through one of the driest winters on record here in northern Illinois. We need some moisture to get this planting season going. We're going to watch how that system develops. But the real thing is going to be on Monday. That is when we get the release of the quarterly grain stocks, as well as a prospective planting report. Right now, the average trade estimate is corn acres at 94.4 million acres versus 90.6 million acres a year ago. And the ag market teams at about a 95.4 million acreage level, a little bit higher than that. Right now for the beans, we're looking for the bean acreage to come in about 83.8 is the average guess. Ag market's a little bit lower at 82.7. And then on the quarterly grain stocks report, we're looking for the average estimate for corn stocks at 8.151 billion compared to 8.352 billion a year ago. Beans at 1.9 billion compared to 1.845 billion last year. So stocks a little bit lower than a year ago. Bigger corn acres, less bean acres is what the trade's looking for. And we'll get the USDA's version or viewpoint of it Monday morning.
And Jim, I'm glad you brought that up. I was looking at the agmarket.net projections for the report on Monday. And as you mentioned, a little bit lower for agmarket.net on the soybean number. What was the reasoning for you guys leaning a little bit lower in that number?
Plain and simple, that no one's making money in beans. I mean, that is really what it is. We surveyed clients. We had clients. Our partners are at JSA, work with a lot of commercials. We work a lot of seed dealers here at AgMarket.net.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Dive into the dynamic international ag industry with the World of Agriculture, your go-to source for global ag news made relevant for Iowa's producers and consumers, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. From the latest updates on crops in South America to critical information on overseas trade relations, we cover all the factors that impact our ag economy. Tune into your local Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network affiliate every Monday through Friday for fresh, insightful episodes that keep you informed and connected to the broader agricultural landscape.
May corn up 2.5 at 460 and a quarter. May soybeans up 6 3/4 at 1008 and a half. May soybean meal up 40 cents at 295.50. May soybean oil up 55 cents at 42.85. On the Merck, April live cattle up 47 cents at 206.85. April feeder cattle up 80 cents at 285.65. April lean hogs down 30 cents at 86.35. April pork cutout unchanged at 97.10. And class 3 milk down a penny at 17.17. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.